Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is bursting your bubble. When COVID started, I talked about the fact that many executives seem to have been already quarantining themselves for quite a bit. They weren't isolating from other people when it comes to trying to avoid COVID, but they were actually isolating themselves from their team, from their company. When you allow your schedule to be full of meetings and never actually having any exposure to what is going on, are not talking enough to your employees, or not getting feedback, you end up being isolated. And that isolation means that you slowly but surely drift away from what actually is happening in real life in your offices. I regularly see people use excuses for whatever they're doing, and without having any other data points, they might really not have any way of knowing whether they are just making excuses. So for example, you might be saying, it's really hard to recruit people right now. Staffing is incredibly hard. And yes, every single person I'm talking to is saying that. And yet, with that, 95% of my clients are constantly growing. They, if they are actively hiring, are actually finding people to staff those positions. It might be harder, it might be pricier, but they still are able to fill up some positions. And that is precisely what I told one of my clients who has been saying that, and I realized that he has been saying this for over a year now and has filled almost completely when it comes to staffing key positions. So yes, that is a problem. Staffing is hard right now. Many are seeing that. And nevertheless, you cannot use it as an excuse if your efforts seem to be way below the average right now around you. This is exactly what you get when you're quarantined from the rest of the world, when you're living in a bubble. This is also the reason why people get so much value out of things like 360 reviews, like I do from time to time. So many of you find it hard to actively solicit feedback in an ongoing manner. So you might hear about issues with how you work only like once a year or if things get really, really bad. However, as we all know, stale feedback is useless feedback. You want to get feedback regularly in a timely manner as things are progressing. That means that you can change things as they are happening and you're not wasting time doing a lot of things in a suboptimal way. Some people need 360 reviews done by an external party in order to get that. Others are better at soliciting feedback and actually having enough trust and candor between them and their teammates so they can hear really what is going on. Either way, you need one of these at least, if not both, in order to not be quarantined, in order to burst your own bubble, and to ensure that you are constantly growing and making yourself a better, more effective executive within your company. All of this is to say that if you're an executive intent on making your team be as effective as possible, helping those around you become better, tripling your impact per engineer, all of those require that you burst out of your bubble and ensure that you get constant exposure to your teammates, to your peers, to your clients, to your industry, so you understand what is going on, so you have more reference points, so you can compare what you're doing to what the average standard in the industry is, so you can see if you're doing better than you used to a year ago or not. Getting this is not always trivial, especially if you're still socially distancing. Therefore, I highly recommend that you make the time to get this sort of exposure. That means making the time to talk to your subordinates and soliciting feedback, or using a third party to get some 360's reviews or as an advisor so you can see how things are going on, or get a support system where you're talking to colleagues throughout the industry and see how they're doing, and maybe get some more data points so you can compare yourself to others. All of these, or a good combination of these, can immensely help how you're progressing, make you a lot more aware of what is going on, and can really enlighten you when it comes to assessing how well you really are performing. So as a first step, I want you to think about, where are your blind spots? Where are you allowing yourself to be quarantined right now? And how should you make yourself enlightened in those areas? That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you, and talk soon.